If you want to go ahead and grab your Bibles for Matthew chapter 6, we'll get there momentarily. It is said about Winston Churchill when he became the Home Secretary for the United Kingdom. He was 35 years old, and by many accounts, he was quite overwhelmed with the array of responsibilities that he had. Everything from regulating working conditions, overseeing the police work, reviewing capital cases. So anyone who had been sentenced to death also then had to be run by him. And so he would review each of those cases. They would have opportunity to make final appeal to the secretary. At some point in time, he found himself overly anxious, you might say. Unnerved, we might call it. Typically what we would say is stressed out. And so this is what he did to alleviate some of the stress. I found this interesting. He would write down on a piece of paper all the various matters that were troubling him. So all of you who like to make lists, and Cindy is one of them, Anyway, she knows that I don't care to make lists, but she likes to make lists for me, and I'll try to do my best to accommodate those lists. I do have lists, I just don't like to see them. You know how that goes. Anyway, he would make a list, and what he would do when he would make that list is he was able to then look and see, okay, say if he's got 12 things on that list, these particular things, as he's writing them, he begins to figure out, you know, this thing right here, this is not as important for me to get to today as this particular event or this thing to be ready for. And so what he was doing was prioritizing, right? That's what we've learned to do, is prioritize. We make a list, whether it be in our mind or on a sheet of paper or in a nice little folder or journal that says to do on the side of it, or maybe on the side of our calendars, or even a list on a smartphone or a tablet or something like that so that you can keep up with. What do? We prioritize. We say, this is the most important, right? And then next in line would be this thing. And then next in line would be this. And so we typically we break our list into different parts. Here's the most important. Here are things that I also need to get to. And then if I have the time, I'll get to these things. We break our list down in that way. And what we're ultimately doing is prioritizing. I believe that we find the biblical case for such prioritizing in Matthew chapter 6. We will begin in verse 25, if you want to read along, down through the end of the chapter. This is in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is talking about worry and being stressed and overly anxious about things. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? So what is he telling them to do? You think about this. You're worrying about these things, and he immediately begins to separate, right? These things are less important than these things, your life. And so much more than these other things. So he begins to separate those things out for them, helping them to see that there are differences in the things that we prioritize in life. And so he says, here's an example. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Okay, so he's shifting, okay? You begin to prioritize and you begin to look at how things are laid out, what's most important in life. But then he uses the birds, for example. He says, well, they're not gathering. They're not doing these things. They're not reaping and they're not sowing. They're not gathering into barns like the farmer is doing. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He takes care of them. But here it is. Are you not much more important than they are? So again, it comes back to what is most important. Your Heavenly Father, He feeds them, He takes care of them, but you are of greater importance to your Heavenly Father. And we need to be reminded of that sometimes. And so He says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to His stature? By your worry, how is it that you're able to add any benefit to your life? It's a rhetorical question, obviously. So why do you worry, verse 28, about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He goes on to say, now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? After all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things. Remember, He has drawn attention by two illustrations already. The birds, and your Heavenly Father takes care of you. The lilies of the field, beautiful as they are, cast into the oven, essentially. And even though Solomon was not as arrayed like one of these, your Heavenly Father knows that you have needs. And so there again, it's about what is most important. It's about prioritizing. And it's about how we perceive those things that might be on our list, but need to be arranged differently. Need to be reorganized. Need to be reprioritized, we might say. And so He says this. Your Father knows, Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. To me, what an understatement when we're talking about God and His knowledge. He is the Creator. He knows what we need. He knows our every need, right? But because we're in the middle of a passage where He's talking about worrying on daily anxiety and being stressed out, thinking about things out of order, so to speak, He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, these needful things, will be added to you, will be supplied, will be taken care of for you. Why? Because your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things, right? Therefore, verse 34, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about its own things. In other words, you know, tomorrow's a new day. It's going to have its own set of worries and things that have to be dealt with, things that are going to have to be prioritized. But ultimately, in all of that, day after day after day, what is top, what is number one on the list? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Those needful things in this life will be taken care of, will be added to you. One more passage that's related to this, I think, would be Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. In verse 6, Paul writes, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard or keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There again, he's talking about the mind, isn't he? Because that's that location, that's that place where we're making our list, where we're seeing all the things. Life's coming at us fast, and we've got to stay focused. We've got to keep our focus on what is most important in life. So at the top of every list should be, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And when we do that, everything else begins to fall in place as it should. And hopefully for us, a simple reminder. And when we look at what Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, no doubt the Apostle Paul, under house arrest, writing this letter, but is able to say in the middle of all of that, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. How is it that he's able to overcome life's difficulties? How is it that he's not so stressed out in his position? Because by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then that peace of God will guard or keep your minds and your hearts through Christ Jesus. Hopefully for us as Christians, just a simple reminder of keeping the most important thing the most important. But also then for those who may not have obeyed the gospel, this would be an opportunity for you to think about what's most important in life. It would be your salvation. It would be what Christ has done for you, that gospel story, the good news that Jesus died for you, that He is the very Son of God, that He has a plan to save you from sin. Would you obey Him by believing in Him, John 8:24, confessing your faith in Him, Matthew 10:32, repenting of sin, Acts 17:30-31, and being baptized to wash away your sins? If you have a need and if we can help in some way, won't you come up to the front? Let us know how we can help while we stand and while we sing.